Okay, today's daf is Krisis daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Mabez, right after the Mishnah, which we read, relating to time period for Isurim, and we know for Mitzvahs as well, Shiurim for Maisim of Achila. So the Mishnah discussed how long does one have to in order for it to be called a Maisa Achila. So Rav Meir had said Kiilu Ochal Klayos. We'll have to see exactly in the Gemara what that means. The Chachamim say Kidei Achilas Pras. As we mentioned yesterday, the sugi of Kidei Achilas Pras is a very large topic. The Minchas Chinuch and all the Achronim since the Minchas Chinuch have discussed this Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch mentions this by the mitzvah of Inui on Yom Kippur. Right? We know there's no lo sase on Yom Kippur. There's no isra achila on Yom Kippur. There's only a mitzvah sase of afflicting oneself. That's why the shear of eating on Yom Kippur is different. But in that context, the koseves instead of a kezias. But in that context, the Minchas Chinuch discusses people and foods are all different. Some people can eat certain foods quickly and, you know, deal with the sharpness or the hotness, and different people have different makeups and certain foods are different. So what do you do by Kedei Achilas Pras? It's amazing that in Shas, we do not find any chilukim. It just says, Kedei Achilas Pras, for all eating. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses, Lo nisba'er, deze yadua, de'ein kol tivei anashim shavim. Not everybody is equal. Yesh memaher ba'achilasov, yesh ba'acher. Some people are slow eaters. Some people are, even within one family. There are some people that will eat very quickly and some people that won't. If can you do a derech mashal, it's echad shoa kedei achilas pras, shalo sha'ar bebeitza revia shah, be'echad yoseru, be'echad pachos, hechem sha'arinon. So what do you do? Kedei achilas pras, eating that amount of food for different people will take different amounts of time. So what do you, is there an average? Or not. Im sha'arinon lefi tivo, misha tivo le'achol ha'pras b'revia shah kezayis shalo, oki koseves, mitzaref b'reva shah, v'im shah yoser pater. Do we see it goes by the person individually? Ha'klau kol echad b'didei misha'arinon, or not? O dilma misha'arinon ha'kol ba'adam beinoni. Or do you go by the average person? V'in chilek b'inan hashem klau. And there's no difference amongst people. Rak ha'shir b'zban ha'chilas adam, beinoni pras k'shir ha'zem mitzaref, v'lo yoser. Even though this person is more more time or less time, doesn't matter. Ulechara, he says, lechara, you would go by the average person. Because if not, so then it should be listed somewhere in Mishnayis and Kalim, the 17th parak, which lists all of the different shiurim. You should list this and others. You go to Gemara Maseches Sukkah on daf Membeis. But he said, if it goes by that, so why not Chazal tell us how long it is? Right, if it's true that it's all an objective time, so why didn't Chazal tell us what that time is? Lama lo biru haposkim, or the poskim, sheneida kamazmanu, kamo shabiru hatur male lugmav, beinoni hupachos meirvias. Okay, sanachno lo neida eza shir yesh, vizorach yesh lo biru zos. So number one, he talks about the different types of people, and then he talks about what about different types of foods, that also eating certain amounts of foods. So the Gemara already alludes to this. Imken lefiza nicha mashalo biru chazal kamavik dechilas pras beinoni ki ein shir ladavar rakol machol yesh lo shir acher. Food wise, I'll agree that it goes by each and every food, because that already Chazal mentioned that in a few places. How long do you have to stay in a bayis menuga, and how long? So they give shiurim what you have to eat. This type of pas, orin, chitim, so they're specific. So you already see that Chazal were in tune with the different types of foods and how long it takes to eat. With a dip, without a dip, has to do with it, but people not. So he says, people tzarachi, and maybe you go by another menoni, but the foods, you would go by each one. V'lo yaspik hadiova hakulmis, lachshov kol min machol ba'olam ladam menoni. There's not enough ink in the world to be able to write down, you know, how long for each and every food. Okay, that's why Chazal didn't mention it. Then you figure it out. Ezim in machol shadam ochel mesharbinim ba'adam beinoni kama tzorach lishos lechol hamachol hazeh em yochol kishlish o karba beitzim. Zedir elani is daiti borer. Right, and that has a ramification, he says, to the big sugya of drinking hot drinks. Right, let's say somebody drinks a coffee or a tea and they spread it out in a time that's more than 9 minutes. By the time they eat the drink, the revias halug. So they have to make a brain of fashas on that. Is that called a maisa achila or not? So it says the Minchas Chinuch. Again, this is a major machlokas aposkim in Simon Reish Yud in Shulchan Aruch. Ubezeh Niri says the Mishal Melech Safek l'inyin shtiyas kafe the derech lishtos maat maat v'ish b'tchiz ashtiyas ov ashtiyar yisoh yosef achteyachidas pras the das ksas gedolim. Some say He quotes, since this is derech of drinking it, so then this is it. V'huz al dacha, and he rejects it based on a Rambam, and he says, "Lofi mashak hasafti nireh da dinam agdolim." I think that who these gedolim he quotes are correct. Do you go by each one for mitzvah and avera? So do here. Bim bim b'kofi shi chama v'revius showing b'nei adam yoser and deachilas pras shiya yoser aval kofi atzma im shosu revius and obetsu mechza v'chulu. He says, I think that would be. Every food you go, your Meshire based on the type of food, right? And that's what the Menachas Chinuch continues. And again, the Poskim discussed this Menachas Chinuch. Again, we discussed this also in the context of Hilchas Shabbos, right? Which is an extension, and that of course is the Taz. The Taz in Hilchas Bracha Achrona, where the Taz discusses the shear of a drink for Kiddush. What's the Taz discussing? Schnapps. Right, if somebody wants to use whiskey for Kiddush, is that okay? Because that's less than the shear. So do we say that, well, the normal amount of drinking schnapps is a shot glass, so even if the average shot glass is less than the shear, is that good enough for Kiddush? So the Taz says nothing about Hilchas Kiddush. The Taz is an Hilchas Bracha Achrona, where the Taz says, because this is the amount that's usually drunk, so you can make a Bracha Achrona on it, even though it's less. That's the Taz. The Magen Avraham, in Hilchas Bracha Achrona, argues on the Taz. And then to extend that to Kiddush is a big Kiddush, because we don't mind not even passing that way in Hilchas Bracha Achrona. To extend it to Kiddush is a Kiddush al-Gabi Kiddush. Again, that's the minug of some. Again, the best is for sure to be Yotze with somebody. If somebody wants to have a little whiskey in the morning for Kiddush, one should be Yotze with Kiddush with someone who makes it on a full cup of wine or grape juice, and then after being Yotze, then one can drink it. But again, it's a Kiddush, an extension. Again, there's other suggestions too, which we've discussed in the past. Not going to get into now. The Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover has a suggestion, but that's in terms of the Shiurim. Again, also related to the Machlokas we mentioned yesterday, you measure the Achilas Pras, we pass it for the beginning of the Achila to the end of the Achila. Right, it's not a measure of the hefsekim in between. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tav, Reish, Yud, Beis. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shasa ma'at, v'chazar v'shasa. Or let's go to the previous one. The previous one says the Shulchan Aruch, here it is. I'm sorry, Sif Yud. Sif Yud. If from the beginning of the first drop to the end of the last drop, there's enough to drink a revius, mitztarfin l'kashir, v'imlave mitztarfin, v'yesh omrim shashir tzirif hashtios kedei achilas pras, kamo tzirif achilos. So that's the machlokas. By the way, it's clear that you're going from the beginning to the end. You're not measuring the hefsekim in between, but that is what most Rishon Paskin, and that is what we do. Okay, Kedei Achilas Pras is big, but it came up here. Let's continue now, though, in the Gemara. So Yibai Elohu. So in the Mishnah, we had Deos. Rabbi Meir said, how long do you have in the foods that we're talking about, Averos here, Chelev and Dam, you have as if you're eating roasted, parched grain. And the Chachavim say Kedei Achilas Pras. So Yibai Elohu, Rabbi Meir, Lechumra Ka'amar, O Lekula Ka'amar. What is Remeir being Machmir or Mekel? Unclear. He just gives a different shear. So do we say, L'chumra ka'amar, is he being Machmir v'achik tani? And this is how we should understand Remeir. Kilu ochel klayos diaf. If somebody's eating and noshing, so maybe Remeir is saying, as long as you keep eating and noshing, even the whole day can be misarif to each other. Kilu ochel klayos dafilu kulayoma v'yava gavde mitchila v'atsov yoser mechde achilas pras. Is that what he's saying? That if I continuously eat, so then that can be mitzarek even longer, and that's a chumrah regarding averos, right? If I mitzarek the shear for an avera from a very long time, so maybe that's from Meir Shita. Give it to Mashke Achilas Amachayev. V'yamru Le Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say, no, Adi Yishe Bechdei Achilas Prasu Dechayev, Yoser Bechdei Achilas Pras Pater. Do you go by that? Is that the interpretation of Rabbi Meir Shita? He's being Machmir, which would be interesting. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Well, let's just do the other side first. Oh, Dilmal Kulakama, or is it Remeir B'Mekel? Tiachigtani, Vahachigtani, Kilo Ocha Klayos, Futalipsik Bene Bene. You can't have any hefsik in the eating. You have to eat continuously. That's what he means by being eating straight. Abel the Ifsik Bene Bene, if you took a break in the eating, even if you ate for 3 minutes, took a break for 2 minutes, and then ate for another few minutes, because you're Remeir, that would not be Mitzdarif. Avagav the Mechilevatso Bechdechilas Pras, Potter. even if it's within achilas pras, you would be potter. V'yamru le rabbanan, and the rabbanan would say back to that, kiva, the mishchila batzov, achte achilas prasu, chayiv. So that's the question, was there mer shita? Interesting to think about, again, the nekudas ha-machlokas. What is the rabbanan kadei achilas pras? Is kadei achilas pras a shir in the maisa achila, or in the chefza shel ochel? We know there is a concept of kadei achilas pras in chefza shel ochel. That for sure is a topic. We discussed that back in Maseches Chulin, if you remember. If you have enough of an Isser within the Heter, Kadei Achilas Pras. Right? You're going to be get violated if there's a Tarovis. But we're talking about in terms of the time, not in terms of the Chefza. But even when you talk in terms of the time, is that a shear in time, in Maisa Achilo, or maybe even that is a shear in Ochel? If I eat this amount in 8 minutes, so then that's the requisite amount of food. If I stretch it out, then you don't have the requisite amount of food in this time period. Or is it purely a maisa achila shear? Yeah, maybe that's what's going on. Or according to Rabbi Meir, whether it's the more machmir or the mekel, it seems to be a din in the maisa achila. Because what's the first side is to say there, Rabbi Meir says, as long as you're eating, then even if it takes you 4 hours, that's called one maisa achila. Or, as long as you don't take a break, if you're continuously eating, that's called a maisa achila. But the second you take a break, it's not. Right, so what is that? That's a din in the maisa achila. If you say that, then what do the Rabbanan hold? That it's 9 minutes l'kula l'chumra. Even if you take a break, it's good enough. And even if you don't stop, then still, if this is the time period you have to stop in. So again, it also might be maisa achila, just a different way of measuring it. But it's an interesting machlokas to think about. Good. So either way, we have the suffix in Rabbi Meir, so the Gemara tries to answer it. Ta shma. V'chachamim omrim. Look at the lashon of the Mishnah. V'chachamim say, ad sheyishah. That's the language of the Mishnah. Until he delays, right, or waits. Until that's the amount, that's the maximum amount that you're allowed to have. So the Gemara says that language seems to be in a certain direction. If you say Rabbi Meir is being machmir, meaning even if you eat the whole day, as long as you didn't take a break, it's going to be mitzuraf haynu diktani ad sheyishah ad deshoy lake deachilas pras. No, you only have up till here, until you have this amount and no more. So then I understand Rabbi Meir when he's lachumra. El iamr Rabbi Meir lakula. But if you say Rabbi Meir is being meka lakula, that only if you didn't have any hafsekim, but anything more than that is not mitzuraf. Vachachamim omrim im shahami ba'alei. The Rabbanan should use a different lashon, not ad, until, and that's it, but im, right? Meaning even longer than Rabbi Meir. Meir says, if you stop, you stop, it's done. No, and the Rabbanan expand that. Say, Allah shvamina, or Meir l'chumra shvamina. So the Gemara says, linguistically, it sounds like that Rabbi Meir is l'chumra, and not l'kula. Good. Amar Avnai, Amar Shmuel, b'chalavim u'binevela, ad sheyishem etchila v'atzov achdei achilas pras. Right, by Chelev and Nevela. Rashi, Achal Shnei Chatzoi Zeisei Chelev O Nevela. If I eat two half kazesim, to be Mitzarev, to Isser for Chelev and for Nevela, so then the shear is Bechde Achilas Pras. Ochlim Temeim Ushkatzim Uramatzim Umashkim. But for the Tumah Derabanan that we mentioned, right, Ochel, let's say food is a Rishon L'Tumah. Technically, a Rishon L'Tumah cannot make a person Tameh. On a Daraisa level, Ein Adam Nitzma Elame Avatoma. Right, if Ochel, food, is a Rishon L'Tumah, cannot be Metame. But right, the Rabbanan where goes there, as we mentioned yesterday quickly, that if somebody eats Tame food, that makes them Tame. That makes their body Tame, because we're nervous that if you have some Tame food in your mouth, you might also put Shuma in your mouth at the same time, and then it will be Metame the Shuma. So the shear for this, for the Drabanan, Afilu Kola Yom Kulo Bechdei Achilas Pras. Even the whole day Bechdei Achilas Pras. So what does that mean? Sounds like two opposite things. So my ka'amar. So Amar Papa Achi ka'amar. Afilu kol hayom kulo, v'hu sha'achal kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Even if you ate it the whole day, as long as you ate a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Meaning each kezayis, the kezayis, right, kezayis achilas pras is much larger than a kezayis. There's a couple of kezayisim. So as long as you ate a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, so then everything can be mitzaref, right, combined in order to, for the shear of Tumas Guf, the larger shear of eating a pras of rib when the Chachamim were mitame only if you eat that amount. So, we're talking about the Kezayis, that has to be, in order for it to be an Achila, it has to be Kezayis to the Achila's pras, but for the Tumah, so then you have more time during the day. As Rashi says here, again, Afila Kolayim Kulo, Shoha Ba'achilas Chatzi Pras, ubelvat sheyochal kol kezayis v'kezayis shebo b'chlei shilas achilas pras. It has to be a maisa achila of food, but they could all combine a number of them together outside of kedei achilas pras. It's a little more than four kezayisim for the pras as well. Good. Similar to what we said. Meisvei, is there really true that that's the shear? Kol ha'ochlen mitztarfim, says the Mishnah in Mikvos. Kol ha'ochlen mitztarfim l'ksol ha'gviya b'kechatzi bras. All food can be mitztaref to make the gviya, the body, to pasul, which means tameh, and you can't make something else tameh, b'kechatzi pras. So my love, the achle l'chatzi pras, b'chdei achilas pras, doesn't this line mean that you ate the whole thing with the achilas pras, not just the kizayis of it? Right, and then the whole thing, so the Gemara says, lo, the achle kizayis, b'chdei achilas pras. Each kizayis, but it doesn't mean that the entire pras was eaten in the shorter shear. Meisvei kol ochle mitzarfen l'psol asagavia b'kachati bras b'chdei achilas pras. So again, the brisa, all foods are mitzarif. Again, to be v'tami the body midrabanan. In this case, ketsad ochal v'chazer v'achal im yesh mitchilas achila rishona tzov achila achrona k'dei achilas pras mitzarfen yosu mikanei mitzarfen. So you already see from there. It seems to say that the whole achila has to be. But we're not going to ask a question yet. First, we're going to have a number of lines in this brisa that is going to be quoted, and then we're going to talk about each of these lines. Next, lo hi tiru le echol pachos mikashir le reid velitbo. We will see mi derabanan. Let's say somebody eats half the shear of food that makes you tameh, half of the shear, and then you went to the mikvah. Chazal said you're not allowed to go to the mikvah at that point. Midrabanan. We'll see the Gemara is going to say, because maybe you'll think, oh, okay, now I'm good, because I went to the mikvah. So if you eat a half a shear after that, oh, you'll think it's not mitztaref. No, but the answer is, a mikvah could only make something tameh tahar. It can't make something tahar tahar. And therefore, if this didn't matame you yet, so then it doesn't have an effect. You might think, oh, I'm jumping the gun, I'm preventative. No, it's not preventative. If it's not there, so then there's nothing to remove. Right, you can't wash, you know, something clean. No, nothing's gonna, it's not gonna be effective. So we'll see. That's what the Gemara is gonna say. But really, that's the next line of the Brisa. The Rabbanan did not allow you to eat pachos b'kashir, leirid v'lipol, and then go to the mikvah. Yarad v'taval up v'alav. If somebody went to the mikvah, yarad v'taval v'alav v'hishlimo mitzdarif. Right, that's the reason. But it can be mitzdarif even afterwards, even if you went to the mikveh in the middle. Hitirula l'ubra l'echol pachos b'kashir b'vdei sakana. A pregnant woman can eat less than the shear because of sakana. The next line. Let's just finish the brisa. There's a lot to talk about, and then we'll talk about each of these lines. Kol hamashkim mitzdarif l'psol asagaviyah b'revius b'chdei achilas pras. All liquids are mitzdarif to all. Right, tameh liquids are mitzdarif to make the body tameh midrabanan. Interesting, the post can talk out. Is drinking also achilas pras? You don't go by revius. So that's also, does it really mean that here? But, or do you like look at it as the shiurim of congealed? Okay, that's also the, a question. So, next line of the brisa. Hutru la lamaga tamemes. A maga tamemes, meaning if a woman is a rishon, a woman came in contact with somebody who was tamemes. So now the woman is a rishon. She's allowed to nurse her child, and the child is tahar. That's the last line we'll have to see later on what the chiddush is of this line. But huchu lo lamaga tamemes lahanik bina ubina tahar. Good, each of these lines will be analyzed by the Gemara. But what is the one important for us, right? Both the first line of the Braisa and then towards the end of the line, it talks about this idea of the achilas pras from beginning to end. So k'tani miyaz imish mitchilas achila rishon avatzov achila pachde achilas pras mitztaref. So it sounds like the entire achila has to be within that shear, not just kol kizayis v'kizayis. So tiyufta, the rabbanai tiyufta. Okay? So that this Braisa is a problem with saying the distinction that we had up above. Good. Let's mention a couple of points before we get to the Gemara's explanation of this brisa. The poskim discussed, the Rishonim here discussed, why does the Dafka say that a mu'uberes is allowed to eat pachos b'kashir b'bnei asakana? And what are we talking about, pachos b'kashir? Are we talking about this tumah d'rabanan? That's the context of the brisa. This tumah d'rabanan, we would allow anybody if there's a sakana. Right? Why Dafka a mu'uberes? And they look at Tosfos. Tosfos on top. Itirim uber lo achal bachas b'kashir v'im tomar. Afil below sakananami. Kedam Rina, as the Mishnah says in Taros, Vashlishi Yochav Amezid Hadem of Chimperkam Techulin, Tommy Bechulin Maila Memra, Vyavagav Shechulin Tmein. Right? Anybody's allowed to, was there an Isser to become Tame? Ask Tosfos. Vyesh Lomar, Hachamari Le'inyin Lechal Truma Acharkach. You're planning to eat Truma later. So if you're planning to eat Truma later, so, are you allowed to eat pachas because shear of something? That might make you tameh if you eat the whole shear. So, if there's a good reason to allow use, then you could have a pachas because shear. Ava below lechal truma, feel like a shear nami. But if it's without eating, issue of any eating truma, so then Tosfos seem to say there is no isser of being metameh oneself in this context. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Ches, of Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. Hilchas Tumas Ochlin, all the way at the end. The last perek of Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. Says the Rambam, Kol hakasuv batora, ubedivrei kabbalah, mehilchus atumas vataros, all that it says in the Torah and in Torah Sheval Peh, about tum and tara, eino elol inyin mikdash, vikadoshav vitrumos umayser sheni bilvad. It's the Rambam, that's it, so this is the Rambam. Everything that it says in the Torah about tumma and tara, it's all about Hekdish truma meiser sheni shari hizer es atamei and milikanis lamikdash o lechol kodesh o truma meiser betuma aval hachulin ein bohen iser klau, but chulin is no iser at all. Ela mutter lechol chulin tamei velishos mashkin tamei. It's mutter. It's mutter to eat tamei food. Says the Rambam, like Tosfos here says, there is no iser at all. Shari nemar batorah v'habasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yeachel be'esh yisareif. Right, when it comes to truma or kadshim, you have to burn it. Michlal shachulin mutarin shirim adaber ela b'basar kadshim. Imkain, and then it talks about imkain and ma nomar arisha b'chulin tame. It talks about different details from elsewhere. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita and Tosfos that there's no iser at all of eating chulin. Other rishonim are a little more hesitant, but that's what's going on here in the Brisa. The Rabbeinu Gershom and the Tosfos Yeshanim here discuss maybe this line, even though it doesn't seem to be in context, but maybe this line is talking about Yom Kippur. Right? Hitiru lechol. That's a Yom Kippur sounding line. So maybe that's what's going on here. Hitiru lechol, they're able to eat on Yom Kippur, pachos mikashir. Again, shiurim are a concept, according to most poskim, of Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, there's no concept of shiurim. Even though Tisha B'Av is patterned after Yom Kippur somewhat, most assume that if somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, there's no concept of eating less than the shiur. You have to eat what you need. And but Yom Kippur has the concept of pachas machas b'kashir, but the Tosfos Yeshanim here discusses that it's talking about, and the Rabbeinu Gershom says it's talking about Yom Kippur. If you look in the Rosh and the Ran, in the end of Maseches Yuma, they also seem to say this, right? Those are the two major Rishonim lahalacha in the end of Maseches Yuma on the halacha of Yom Kippur. So if you look in the 8th Perek Yom HaKippurim, in Simen Yud Gibel, the Rosh discusses all the halachas of eating on Yom Kippur and a mu'uberes, right? That's the Mishnah there, that a pregnant woman smelled food, she wanted to eat it, do we trust her, do we trust the doctors, all the different details in halacha. But in that context, the Rosh quotes, Vigarsina and Vikrisus, Perek Amrulo, Hitirulo Ubra, Lechel Pachas Vikashir, and Basakana. Upari would ask Sakana, we'll get to what the Gemara asks on this, that if it's Sakana he could even eat more. He seems to have a different girsa in our Gemara. Then he discusses the issue, again, big discussion in the postgame. What about not Ubara being in danger, but what about the Ubar being in danger? What if the mother's life is not in danger, but the baby's life is in danger? Would we be Mako there too? Do we violate Averis to save the life of the baby? So again, Lemaisa is very, the poskim say that it's very not so common to assume that there's only going to be a danger to the baby, not to the mother. Every danger to the baby is probably going to be a danger to the mother also. But that's just Lemaisa. But conceptually, if we knew that there was only a danger to the baby and not to the mother, so are we Mechal al Shabbos and Mechal al Yom Kippur, Shikidin Yom Kippur, or the others? So that's what the Rosh continues also in the discussion. He quotes from the Ritz Gaius. He goes to Rizkei and says that the estimation doesn't go only on our estimation, it goes on her estimation. And then he quotes from the Ramban, Mashma mitoch divrei halachas gedolos. It sounds like from the Bahag, to mishum sakanas vlan lechudei, mechalilin afilolek alamechash ledida. And that's what we paskin. The Torah Sa'adam, the Ramban and Torah Sa'adam says, even if there's just a danger to the baby. Here the Gemara is talking about the mi'uberes. But if it's just the ubar, we would also be mechalel and allow Yisurim to be done. And that's what it says we learned back at the end of the first parak in Maseches Arachin. Ha'isha shiyash alamash beramaisa b'shabes maybe in sakin v'karad kresu motzi in savlad. Right? If the woman, dies in pregnancy, Rachman al-Athan dies in childbirth, so then we would do what we can to take out the baby. So the Gemara says, Pshita, my oven, Machadik Vasa Ba'amahu. So the Gemara says, what's the malacha that you're doing? If the mother already died. Amar Rava, it means even to carry the sock in Derech Rosh Hazarabim. And the Chiddush is, Dal Sega Machal and Shabbos Tanin, we learned that. So what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara answers, Ma'o de Teima Hasam Hu Dehavi Le Chazaka De Chiyusa. Aval Hacha De Lavi Le Chazaka De Chiyusa, the Gemara said. Here there's no Cheskas Chayim. You might think, right, the baby's not born yet. You might think you're not Machal or Kamash Malon. But what do you see from there? We're talking about the baby. We're talking about the reason that we'll be Machal because the baby, the mother already died. And still you can be Machal. That's the Ramban's Shita. Says the Rush continuing, V'ika the sphere lay to ain machalin, bishim nefalim, ela ubra sheiricha chshasha demisa didahu, shkala mapalas bacheska sakanehu. Some say it's only talking about the mother, v'lo yadati, matzarach lakol elu adiktukim, v'lo mishkachas ubar, v'lo sakanas ubara, v'lo sakanas ubar, v'lo sakanas ubar. The rush ends off. There's never a case where there's one sakana and not the other one. But that's the discussion. But in that context, our Gemara is quoted. Our Gemara is quoted there in the rush. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now, analyzing parts of the Braisa. Amar mar, lohitiru lo, lechol pachad, mikashir, leirid velipo. So the Braisa said that we're not going to allow somebody to eat pachas mikashir of the tamei food. My kamar, what does this mean? Amar of Yehuda, achi kamar. Achal pachas mikashir. It doesn't mean that he can't eat it, but if he did eat it, achal pachas mikashir lo hitiru lo leirid velipo. If somebody eats half a pras of tamei food, we're not going to let him go down to the mikvah at that point. Lechadchila, midrabanan. Shem yered v'taval va'ala v'shlimo mitzdarif. Because if he would go to the mikvah and then come and be mashlim the shear from beforehand, then it would be mitzdarif. V'asal beimar ahani li tefila kamaisa. He would think that his tefila knocked out the half a shear that he ate earlier. Ve'in yodea shein tefila elamachrona, and he's not going to know that tefila only works once there is tumah. If there's no tumah yet, it's not going to work, and therefore we're not going to allow him to go to the mikvah lechadchila. The Sfasemis here says lechora, the iser of going down into the mikvah would only be within the amount of time that if he would go to the mikvah, he could come up and still eat it. If it's a couple hours later, where even if he would get up, it wouldn't be even starif, then lechora there wouldn't be a gzera, because the reason for the gzera would not apply in that case. That's what the Sfasemis assumes, that it would be. It would be limited. Nira dino lipo miyad, aval kishem mamtin bechdeach ilas pras, yachol lipo desu lekachshasha. There wouldn't be a chshash there. In that case, it wouldn't be, ain lo davar sof. Like, when would he be allowed to go to the mikvah? Dafka the next day? That means after the time period, there wouldn't be a reason for the gzeira anymore. The mitzvah of tefillah itself, obviously, is daraisa. Right here, we're going to be tova midrabanan. So you have fulfilling the mitzvah drabanan in that case. But the mitzvah of tevila is for tumosa daraisa. It's a mitzvah say daraisa. Tahara. The Rambam says there's no avera of becoming tame. There's no avera becoming tame. If somebody's a Yisrael and he has no plans of eating anything kachim and he only has chulin in the fridge, so he can eat it. No problem. And a week from now he's going to have to, if he wants to eat maaser sheni in Yerushalayim, he's got to go to the mikvah. Okay. That is a mitzvah. The tumah is not an avera. But the tefillah is a mitzvah. Going into the mikvah is a mitzvah. Right? The chinuch in Kufay and Gimel, the Rambam in mitzvah, I say Kufyud, Leos Tara, right? That's Tara, that's in the context of Tsaras, but that is Kufay and Gimel. I guess Kufay and Hay is really the one that we should focus on. Kufay and Hay is Tfilas L'tmeim. Right, Kufay and Gimel is the mitzvah of Tara Dafka for a mitzorah, which might include tefillah, but the overlap is the mitzvah of tefillah, Kufay and Hay in the Sefer HaChinuch, and Kuftes in the Rambam. She nitzvol b'mei mikvah v'oz nitzar me'ezem min mimini atumah she nitzmeinu bo. Right, like our Gemara says, if there's no tumah, then there's no mikvah yet. right? There's no mitzvah of tara b'mikvah if there's no tumah, and it's not going to work. Not only is there no mitzvah, as the pasuk says, v'rachatzes b'saro, and we know that means mikvah. Umena Torah talks about ma'im shuvim, not shuvim. That's a machlokas rishonim, whether it's daraisa derabanan, but the chinuch, just to mention it, the chinuch mentions here in the mitzvah misharshei hamitzvah. Oh, sorry, first he starts off quoting the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Ve'ikavadaseinu ba'amreinu sh'atfila mitzvah aseh she'yeh mitzvah al kol tamei she'yitzar al kol panim. Right, the Rambam says, even though it's a mitzvah, it doesn't mean that it's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a chiyuvis. Somebody wants to stay tamei, that's fine. There's no avera. Just like there's no avera of becoming tamei, there's no avera of staying tamei, according to the Rambam, except before Pesach. But when it comes to, you know, the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, just like tzitzis. If I wear a bag of dollar kafos, just like makah. If I have a house, then I'm mitzvah. It's situational. Situational. That's what the Rambam says about this line. Then the chinuch adds to the Rambam, umikol makom ein ze mimidas hachasidim va'anshei maisa lios mitumaim bitumasam. It's not a midas chasidus to always be tamed. Ki atuma meusa v'hatara ahuva. V'nafsho shel adam mis'ale u'mizdakekes betara. Okay, that's the atosefes of the chinuch on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Then the chinuch himself says his own shita about the issue of misharshei hamitzvah. What's the sharshei hamitzvah? He says sheish betfila remez el atovel sheinakin nafsho mikol chet kemo sheteva hamayim lanakos kol davar miskaveis bohen. Why dafka does it go through water? Because water we know is a cleanser. So we take something physical in order to conjure up in our mind something spiritual. Just like water cleanses, so we know we're cleansing ourselves as we go through the mikvah. That's the Rambam also, if you remember, the Rambam at the end of Sefer Tara, Nilchas Mikvos, that when we go in to the mikvah, it reminds us of the Mei Hadas. The Mei Hadas that we should surround ourselves in, jumping into the mikvah of Torah, right? What is the last mission? Yuma, right? Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our mikvah, but that's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, Dover Barer V'Goli, Shatumos Vataros, Gzeres HaKosef Hein. It's all Gzeres HaKosef. Ve'ena Midvarim Shadayta Shalom Machras, Osan. Tum is not based on logic. V'hei Michlal HaChukim, V'cheina Tfila, Michlal HaKubim. Why should going into a mikvah change you? She'ena Tuma Tit Otsoa, Shetavar Bamayim. It's not like you have a dirt on your body. Al Gzeres HaKosef, V'hadavar Talui, Kavanas Halev, says the Rambam, it's totally on Kavanas Halev. It doesn't mean that if the Gemara talks about if a woman fell into a mikvah, you know, she is tar if she went in. But there is elements of Kavana, but there's the message. There's a remez, and that's like the chinuch says. Kishem shamachavin libo latayr, kivin shatavatar, v'yavavish lonis chadish begufo, davar. If you have Kavana, you're nitar, kacha machavin libo. Latayr nasho mitumas hanefashos, shein machshavos ha'oven v'deos haros. What's tumas hanefesh? Inappropriate thoughts. And midos rose. Rambam's deos or midos. Machshavos ha'aven v'deos haros. That impurifies our soul. Right? The thoughts and midos. Kivach yiskin belibo lefrosh me'osan ha'etzos v'hevi nafsho me'adas tar. Wow. Once he decides to change and he goes into the me'adas, he's automatically tar. Right? Once he makes that decision. V'ari yomer v'derakti lechem ha'im torum tartem v'kotum osechem u'mikogi lechem atahir eschem. The Rambam quotes that pasuk. Okay. So that's in terms of Tumah and Tevila, Tosfos and the Rambam, Vichulu. Let's continue. Now, next line of the Braisa. K'toni, sixth to last skinny line. Hitiru lalo ubra lecho bachan b'kashir, mibnei ha-sakana. Amu uberes, a pregnant woman is allowed to eat bachan b'kashir. Mibnei ha-sakana, filu tu benami techo. Mibnei ha-sakana, she can eat whatever she wants. What do you mean, dafka, only pachas b'kashir? Amar ha-papa ha-chiktani. Hutru lalo ubara, pachas b'kashir, afilu tuva mibnei ha-sakana. Right, even tuva, even it could be, meaning, reread the words, and you can interpret it even more than the shir, mipnei ha-sa-kana. And the Rambam says, even if it was, once it was mipnei ha-sa-kana, then even if she ate the shir, she does not need tefillah afterwards. The Rambam understands this to mean that the Rabbanim warren gozer the tuma on the body in the case of sakana. It's not just that there's a heter for her to do it, but, you know, there's no tuma on the body. That's the Rambam in Shar Avos HaTumos. Shar Avos HaTumos in Ches Yud Gimel. Hamuberes Hitiru Lashete Ochelas Ochlin Tzmein. V'Alvavishi Ochelas Harbe Bebedesakana Ve'enetzricha Tvila. Alahari Yutahora. She's Tahora. The Mari Kirkus, or the first Kesa Mishnah. Umashma the Rabbeinu to High Heter Hulayin Shenetzricha Tvila. It's not just a Heter to do it, but it's a Heter that you don't even require Tvila. Right? That is the Kesa Mishnah, the Mari Kirkus. Afilu mishum chumra omidas chasidus ein lo lipo. She shouldn't go to the mikvah. She shouldn't. Adarava. Efshar, if she goes to the mikvah, yishloch hashem apal macheres tefakpeik ba'achilasam etestakein. If people have to go to the mikvah, then, I'm not going to want to go. Oh, I am tameh, so I'm not going to eat it, even though I'm in danger. Sometimes people have that attitude, right? Yisroel kedoshimein, so on Yom Kippur, people have the mitzvah to eat, so no, I don't want. It's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. So here too, the Rambam and the Mari Kirkus explains, maybe that's part of it. Once there's sakana, you don't have to go to the mikvah. You're not tameh. Again, the whole thing is a drabbanan creation. So you're not tameh. The Rambam doesn't want you to go to the mikvah. Good. Next line. Ktani, itir lamagatame meisla nikas bano banatar. A woman who is a rishon l'tumah is allowed to nurse her child, and her child is tahar. So now the Gemara asks, why is that true? Amai tahar, kivin de yonak. Chalav, once the child nurses and the milk comes out, and the milk as it goes out of the mother, it touches the mother's skin, right, and therefore it becomes tamei, and tamei liquids make a person tamei. Remember that's except zera drabanan. Zera drabanan, tamei liquids are makes a tamei zera atu mashkin of a as we'll see, of certain individuals that are tamei. Kivadiana chalav itmi lemi chalav. So, therefore, it should be that the baby becomes tameh from the milk. So, v'chitim alo is kasher. And if you want to say, well, it didn't have heksher. What do you mean it didn't have heksher? Only ochel needs heksher. What do you mean it didn't have heksher? So, the Rishonim explain, Rashi here says, dahi vadai, where's the other Rashi? The chalav ein bo toras mashke. Wow, Rashi quotes Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos. We know we are not allowed to squeeze liquid on Shabbos. I can't squeeze a lemon out on Shabbos. Can't squeeze out grapes, maybe the rice, the rabbanan. But the halacha is, the Gemara says, if I squeeze a liquid out onto a salad, if I squeeze a lemon onto fish, that's okay. Why? It never got the status of an ochel, of a liquid. It went from in the lemon, which is an ochel, onto the fish, which is an ochel. It never got the status of a mashke. Only if I squeeze it into an empty cup. So then it gets the status of a mashke. So Rashi quotes that halacha in our context. Rashi quotes, it's going from the mother straight into the baby. So it never gets the status of a mashke. That's the status of an ochel. If it's the status of an ochel, it has to be hokshel kabal tumah. Right? Ochel has to have one of the seven liquids that make it wet beforehand. Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Mem Dalet has a different formulation. Tosfos says, because this is the diet of the baby, it's called ochel. This is his diet, or her diet. Says Tosfos, Kuf Mem Dalet Aleph. He says, where's the line? We find the line, if I can find it quickly, it's a big Tosfos here. Da Shatinok Yonek Chashiv Ka'ochel. Vitzara Hechsher Lefi. This is his sustenance. If this is sustenance, it's called ochel. That's the line of Tosfos. Shabbos kuf mem dalet alaf. But either way, that's the Gemara's question here. And if you want to say maybe the milk is called ochel and it was not touched with one of the other seven liquids, right? Yad shachadam, one of the seven liquids from Masechet Machshirin. The Gemara says it was ochshar. Why? Niskasha b'tiba mumachlechas api adad. The first drops of milk that come out of the breast of the mother. That wets, it makes the breast wet in order for the child to get a good suction. And that milk that comes out, that's not destined to be drunk by the baby, so that doesn't have the status of ochel. That has a status of a mashke, and therefore that little milk, that drop, will be machshir all the other milk that comes out. And therefore it has to go to the baby. And therefore it is, even if it is an ochel, it's hokshel kabal tumah. So we're back to the question of why isn't the baby tamei? So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, sheyana b'tchiva achas. We're talking about a case where the baby like sucked out very hard, one strong thrust of sucking. So therefore, there was no drop that stayed on the woman. Lo hiniach tipa mumachlachas api adad. He didn't leave it. Okay, that's the first suggestion. Amar Rav Ashtechuvas b'davar. Rav says I have two problems with that suggestion. And that's why the baby is in tamei. Number one, chada. Number one, we see it's not true. We see after the baby nurses, he has milk all over his mouth. Not all the milk is going in. There is always tibum ulachlachas al piyadad. So number one, that's not true. Even if he does it strong. Va'od, and he quotes a second idea, makom chalav ma'ayanhu. The chalav is considered in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara a fountain of the mother, meaning one of the liquids that come out of the mother. And therefore, if certain people are tamei, so then it's like that milk is tamei. Rashi. Makom chalav ma'ayanhu, v'haru ke'echan me'evareha v'yatamei below hechsher karoka. Like we know, like liquids of other tamei people, the saliva and the shechazera. So it's tamei per se. So here too, the chalav it's considered ma'ayan. Therefore, it does not have to become tamei. It's not ochel that requires hechsher. Number one, there is hechsher, and number two, it doesn't need hechsher, says Rava. So how do we know that chalav is called ma'ayan? It doesn't need hechsher. Diktani, as the Mishnah says. In the following Mishnah in Machshirin, Chalav Isha Mitame Bein L'Ratzon Meishal L'Ratzon. The milk of a woman is Mitame, whether the baby is happy about it or not. We'll assume that pshat. Bein L'Ratzon, whether the baby is interested in nursing or not. Rashi Shelo L'Ratzon Hatinok. Right, Shelo L'Ratzon of the mother. The Shimon Kubetza says maybe it's not to the Ratzon of the mother. It just comes out. Right, interesting. Which L'Ratzon is required here? Right, it relates to the Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam Paskins, the idea, we know in Hilchot Machshirin, there's something to be Mukshal Kabbal Tumah. A, it has to get wet with one of the seven liquids. Number two, someone has to be happy about it. Who's the someone? The Rambam says, the owner. The Bialim. So that's a little tricky here, because here we're not talking about owners. We're just talking about the milk of the mother and the baby. But the Menchas Chinuch says, according to the Rambam, we require Das Bailim. So get a little tricky in terms of certain contexts, like Kachim. The Gemara talks about Heksha by Kachim, but if you don't own it, you know, so maybe it's you don't own Kachim. So the Stipler expands it a little bit. The Stipler here in Simon Dalet increases, says, you don't really need the Bailim, you just need the one who it is Miyuchad for. Right, the Gemara relates to it here. The one who it's miyuchad for, where is it? That's who you need. That's a Simon Dalet here. It's the title Nichusa Degabe Hechsher. He says, Degama Rambam, Ein Sorach Bailam Mamish, Elasagib Nichusa Shel Adam Ze Shahadavar Miyuchad Lo, Vahu Shalit Alav Lehish Tameshbo, Deaz Adavar Bershusokoi, Umahani Daita Didei, Varaya Gadol Olaze Mikrisa Staf Yud Gimel. He quotes our Gemara, and Rashi says it's talking about the baby. The baby doesn't own anything. Hare ein atinok bailim shalachal of klal. He's not the bailim. Below mamona the tinoku umi kamako mahani nichusa diday v'yakem yishum dekim v'dal kapana machal meyuchad v'omei bishvilo mahani nichusa diday. So too ma'aser sheni. Even if you say it's mamon gavoa, it still goes by the schos achilaso of the bailim v'chul. Good. So back to the Rava's proof. So milk of a woman is metameh. Bein l'ratzon mishal l'ratzon. Behema, the milk of a behema, though, ain't metameh l'ratzon. My love, so what does that mean? Shalo l'ratzon do lo nichaleh v'ktani metameh. So the chalav is metameh even if it's lo nichaleh, and it's still metameh. So Rava says that shows that the milk of a woman is mayan, meaning it's not called ochel that requires hechsher. It comes from the woman and it's tameh itself. So we're back to the question. Why isn't the baby tameh? We're back to that question. So Elam Arava, Hainu Taima Dibna Tahar, the Suffolk Yonak Kishir, Suffolk Lo Yonak. It's Suffolk if the baby drank enough of a shear in order to make him Tame. And that's the question here. V'imtev Salomar, Rashi explains it a little more. V'imtev Salomar Yonak, Suffolk Yonko Bachilas Pras, Suffolk Yonko Biosbech Diachilas Pras. Right, so there's a lot of questions of whether his status, and therefore it is, he is Tahar. The Rishash just wonders, Liza Pitzarachian, you require a sex feka here. For a Daraisa, you require a sex feka lakula. But here, the whole thing is Durabanan. Right, why should you require a sex feka? Right, so the Achronim, the Ola Shlomo, others discuss, you know, whether there's an idea of being makbal chachila to require even a sex feka on a Durabanan. Okay, fine. Ula Rava, makam chala mayanu, velo tzarech hechsher. Is it really true that, according to Rava, based on that Mishnah, that chalav of an isha minika is a mayan and that does not require hechsher? Bavatnan, what about the following Mishnah? In Meseches Kelim, ha'isha, a woman who's a nida, shenatav chalav midadeha, that milk came out of her, v'nafal avir tanur, meaning milk went from the woman to the avir of a klicheres, that halacha is taner tame. The kashla b'may is kasher. And the question is, how is that milk hukshe l'kabel tuma in order to be metame? V'almer of Yochanan b'timu l'chlechas api adad. So we explained that Mishnah already as if ki'ilu it requires hechsher. Not that it's Mayan and it's out of the parsha. V'chitema Rava lo sava l'k Rabbi Yochanan. If you say Rava, well, maybe Rava does not hold of that shot of the Mishnah. He argues in Rabbi Yochanan. But v'hatanya, no, but from the following, this could be a Mishnah also in Machshirin. Nimse zata omer tisha mashkin in Bezov. There are 9 liquids that are considered Mayan, so to speak, of Azov. Hazeya, v'alecha, srucha, sweat, perspiration, and pus, v'rei, and the waste, tahorin mikulam. Those are disgusting, and those are not metame at all. Dim, and they're not chashev. Dimas eino, tears. V'dama gafaso, the blood of his wounds. V'chalav isha, metame tumas mashkin, berevius. It's metame tumas mashkin, berevius. Roko zovo maybe ragla matamin to machamura kabakal shehu, but the saliva and the ziva and the maybe raglav, that's matame tuma chamura even with a small amount. So the Gemara says vi amrit makam chalav mayan chalav nami matame tuma chamura bakal shehu kizova veroko. So why is chalav in category 2, not in category 3? If you're saying it's mayan rava, then it should be like the saliva and the ziva. So it's not Mayan, I argue, the Gemara says, against Rava. So what about the earlier Brisa? Remember Rava's proof? That the Chalav Isha is Batami even Shalol Aratzon. So Yachi, Kasha Hamas Nisa, the Amar Rava, Batami, Bein Laratzon, Bein Shalol Aratzon. So the Gemara says, maybe there's a different shot of that. Mi Savish Shalol Aratzon, Amar Dolonichale. Who said that Lol Aratzon means he didn't want? My shalola ratzon, damri didaiti detino, kreva lagabe cholov. Lola ratzon means neutral. He didn't say that he didn't say explicitly that he wants it. Right. Remember, aval amar, lo nicha le tar, but mamish lo nicha le would be tar. So you could explain that even if you don't say mayan. Remember, we're talking about a baby here. So it must be that we're talking about facial expressions. Right? Sometimes babies, they're trying their hardest to nurse. And sometimes the facial expression shows that they're not interested. And sometimes it's like in the middle. So that's what the Gemara seems to be talking about. According to Rashi, if we're talking about the facial expressions, so then we can understand the nichale and lo nichale. Adkan divrei hagemara to explain that brisa, which we brought up originally just for one line. We brought up for the ketel achilas pras discussion, which was what was mentioned in the Mishnah. So now we get back to the next line of our Mishnah. Ochal ochlin temein. The Gemara had a line that we need to understand. The Mishnah quoted a line. If somebody eats tamei food or drinks tamei liquids, shasa revias yan and nichas lamikdash, goes into the Beis HaMikdash after drinking wine and stays there kdei achilas pras. So what do we need that for? So we know this shihiyah by Bayis HaMenuga and other halachas. But here, ask the Gemara. Achal ochlin tamein lamali shihiyah diktani v'shah. What do you need that for? Amar Yehuda achiktani. Achal ochlin tamein v'shah zamashkin tamein v'shah shtiyas revias yan v'shah ba'achilasan u'b'shtiyasan. The shi is during the eating and the drinking, right? It's not about afterwards. That's what it's talking about. That has to be the shi'iyah during the eating and the drinking. That's what's going to be chayiv, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. The Tosfos here says, right next to where we are, v'nechaz lamikdash pirish v'avad avoda. Oh, machlokas rishonim. Is the isser of Kohen drinking wine and going into the mikdash? What if he just drinks in, goes, and then leaves? Doesn't do anything in the mikdash. Does he already violate the Issa Daraisa? Tosva says the full Issa is only if he does avoda there. Abba b'knisa b'lo avoda lo mechayev. V'achi pirshu b'toras kohanim. Tosva quotes only if he does the avoda. The Rambam argues. The Rambam in Hilchos B'yas Mikdash. This is the first halachas in B'yas Mikdash. The first halach in B'yas Mikdash. First thing he discusses there about going into the mikdash drunk. Says the Rambam. Kol kohen akashel avoda im shasa yain asur lo likanis ben mizbeach v'lufnim. Period. You can't go into the past them by the mizbeach. V'im nichnas v'yavad avodas apsula v'chayim misa v'dei shemayim. If you went in and did avoda, that's a chayim misa v'dei shemayim. Shneim avalo samusu v'ushi yishter revias yain chayv basachas miyain she'avro lo v'arbam yom avalom shasa pachos mir revias yain o shasha revias v'hifzik ba o mazga b'mayim o shasa yamigito potar v'enim chal avoda. But the Rambam is clear that it's usher to go in even just drinking. You're only chayev misa if one does the avoda. Says the, just read the next Rambam once we have it open. Hayashikir mishar mishachrin, also the Ganas Lamikdash, Vimnichas Avad, Vishikir mishar mishachrin. Even, oh, what about, we're going to talk about this in the Gemara in a second, but once it's open, I'll just read it. We'll see who he paskins like. If somebody, if a Kohen, becomes intoxicated with, items and drinks other than wine, Harizeloke, Babodasok Sheira. There's no Misa B'Shamayim, and there's no Salavoda. Shein Chayav and Misa Ela Al Yayin B'Shas Avoda. Vein Machal Avoda Ela Shikir Min Ayayin. So it's Aser, other Meshachrin, Daraisa. And it's Aser even, not Avoda. Shechiyav Misa and Salavoda is only from wine. Only from wine. Okay, the Ramban discusses this also. The Ramban argues on the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, meaning the Ramban in the Rambam counts in Asay Ayin Gimel, the Isser of going into the Mikdash after drinking. And the Ramban discusses this, whether it's, and the Rambam includes in the Isser Daraisa not paskening when one is, after one drinks wine. So the Ramban has a lot to say about that. We don't have time to go through it right now. But that's Los Asay Ayin Gimel. Weiter, let's just continue a little more. Says the Gemara Blazer Omer Vechulu Tana Rabbanan. So Blazer in the Mishnah said, Blazer said that if there's any dilution or he takes any break in the middle of the drinking, Potter. So Tana Rabbanan Yain V'Sheicher Al Teisht. So the Psukim in Vayikra Perak Yud following says Yain V'Sheicher. Don't drink wine or Sheicher. Yochal Afilu Kolshu Afilu Migito. You might think even if it's straight out of the vat that doesn't have intoxication powers yet. Tamalomar v'sheichar in Israel kadei l'shachar. It has to be intoxicating. Bekama kadei l'shachar v'yis yayin ben mem yom. Imke matamalomar yayin. If sheichar is the ikker word, why does it say yayin? Lomar lachash umusarin alav kolshu umusarin alav migito. Right. There's still a losase. That's the Rambam reads this. Even if it's not full wine, it's still going to be usser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yain, Ein Li Al Yain, Shar Meshachar Minayin, Tamalomer V'Sheichar, Imke Ma Tamalomer Yain, Al Yain B'Misa, V'Al Shar Mashkin B'Azhara. Maybe the Rambam passes that way, like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, different versions, but Rabbi Yehuda says B'Kirish, even Shar Meshachrin are included. The first opinion just held different types of wines in the processing stage. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yain Al Teisht V'Sheichar, Al Teishteyu Kederech Shechruso. According to Rabbi Elazar, it goes by the way that you drink it. Ha'im hifsik bo nasal nesocha ma'im koshu pater. Diluting it, or if you took a break in the middle pater. What's the machlokas about? Tanakama savar garmin and shecha shecha minazir. You learn from Nazir, so it's only about wine. Rabbi Yehuda lo yolav shecha shecha minazir. He does not learn that xer shava. So it's not limited. Rabbi Elazar savar, my Shimon Kubetz changes this by shecha midi davi meshacher, or in a derech of shechar, v'shechar v'hudim meshacher. Right, it has to be in a way that intoxicates. K'man azal detan, yachal kitele dvela keilas v'shasa dvash. Somebody has other intoxicating items, figs or honey. O chalav nechaz l'mikdash v'shim eish loke. Who is that? According to that, it's daraisa even for others. K'man kereb Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda, because he includes Shar Meshachrin. Am Rabbi Yehuda bar Achusoi Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. Kari Rav Alei Rabbi Elazar Tuvina Dachakime. Rav called him Rabbi Elazar, the great rabbis. Tuvina Dachakime, because he likes his shita, which is it goes by how it is drunk. If you look in the Ha'aris of Rav El Yashiv here, in the Ha'aris on Maseches Krisus, Rav El Yashiv says that we know in Maseches Tainis, it talks about a Kohen drinking wine bisman hazeh. Right? A Kohen, according to Rebbe, right? A Kohen who does not know his Mishmar, he can't drink wine bisman hazeh. Shemari Banabe Samigdash, and he'll have to do the Avoda. Lamaiso, it's mutter, we're not goes there. But the question is, it says in Erev and Daf Mem Gimel, Harein, if somebody says, I'm a Nazir on the day that Ben David ba, he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif, because Mashiach's not coming on Shabbos and Yontif. The Yom Kain, if that's true, so then why did they not allow? Rebbe said, we don't pass it this way, but Rebbe said, Kohanim can't drink Bisman Hazeh because of Shem Yivareh Beis HaMikdash. Why not Shabbos and Yontif? Why can't they drink at Shabbos and Yontif? Just like the case of Nazir. Umikan Raya, it must be, maybe like what the Yerushalmi says in Ma'aser Sheni, it could be that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is going to come before Bias HaMashiach. Whatever that means. Or he says, maybe the third base of Mikdash is different because Yer Min HaShemayim. So maybe he can even come on Shabbos and Yontif. You're not going to need to be doche with Binyan. But he makes these comments on this line here of drinking wine, Bisman HaMikdash. Rabbi Acha Duhutzal Havi Nidra Ale Debisu. Rabbi Acha made a nether that he can't get any hanoah from his wife. Aslakami de Ravashi, Amalei Zila and Avatala Machar. He went to Ravashi to get, he wanted the neder to be hutard, and Ravashi told him, I can't answer, I can't do it today. Why? The Rav lo muki amora me'alei mi'om etav alachavri mishim shichris, because Rav didn't paskin on Yantif because he drank. And that's included in the Isra of not only doing avoda, but he can't paskin after having drunk, and I drank something today, and therefore, I do not want to, paskin. Amar lev amar rav alachu rav lazar, umar hu dekarami be'maya, but don't be paskin like rav lazar, who says if it's diluted, it's okay. Amar lei halokasha, hab revias, hab yosem echle revias. If it's only a revias, then water could help dilute. But if it's more than a revias, then no. Then it's usher even with the dilution. Tana rabbana lahab, domenico de shvenachol. You can't, and again, this is in the context of, in Shmini by, Shuya Yayin. Elu damin, these are all the things that Bezdin should not estimate or give their opinion about if they drank wine. Elu damin, va'arachin, charamin, vekdeshos, we discussed all of these in arachin, benatameo benatahar, elu tmeas vataros. Ula horos, zuhora'a. Es kalachukim, elu medrashos. Ashadibra Hashem, zuhalacha. All of these could have some halacha lamaisa ramification. So they were all usser. Biyad Moshe ze Talmud. Yocho afa Mishnah tamalomar lahoros. Rashi says you don't paskin just from a Mishnah. So anything you're not going to paskin from, so then you're allowed to learn because there's no danger. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yocho af Talmud tamalomar lahoros. Rabbi Yehuda says no, Talmud is also mutter, right? Because it's about Rashi lafuki Mishnah shemar na halacha b'doch Mishnah, and then afil Talmud yosar lomo tamalomar lahoros lo asarti lahoros halacha lamaisa. If it's not halacha lamaisa, it is okay. Interesting. What does it mean? Does it mean our Mishnah, our Talmud? Interesting discussion, right? We know the concept of Asuki Shmai Salimit Hilchasa, right? By Gemara. But maybe there's certain Gemara that's not. Kaman Azal Tanya Yosef Sheretz, Tamei, Vitzvar Deatar, Shishu Yayin, Marim, and Al-Rab. Who was the one that said that you're allowed to paskin obvious items, that a Sheretz is Tamei, a frog is Tar? Shuyan can, Nemo, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Evil, or Rabbanan, is that only Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that allows Gemara, and therefore he would be the one that would allow this too? Afilutim Rabbanan, no, Vashani Yachad, Zilkar Bei Ravu. These are obvious halachas, and therefore everyone would agree that that's mutter. That's not called a hora'a, right, when it's obvious. Right, the Gemara says, also it could be that you could even do that, but Makam Rabo. Because it's obvious. Could be. Amar Rav Alang Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. V'yar Rav Lamukim Amar Rav Miyomotav L'chavi Mishim Shechris. What do you mean he passed like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Wasn't his drasha about Gemara? And then, but it says that he wouldn't give a drasha on Yantif. Shiny Rav to Ori Mori. Rav always ended up giving halacha psak. And therefore he didn't want to take the chance. V'nekam to Ori. Why wouldn't he tell? Remember, there was always an announcer that Rav didn't have such a loud voice. He would tell the Amora and then he would announce it. So tell the Amora, if I tell you anything halachic, don't announce it. Kol hecha diyosev rav lo sagi blei lo hora. There's no way he couldn't do it. No way he couldn't do it, Rashi. Dekule alma ba'umine. He was constantly asked questions. If you see a posek, you ask psak. Right? There's no way to stop that. And therefore, Rav wouldn't do it. He didn't want to put himself into that situation. And therefore, he wouldn't allow himself to be in a situation where he wouldn't be able to give psak. Interesting, just to finish off, the Gemara says, Ubiyad Moshe, the phrase of Biyad Moshe is a Talmud. Biyad Moshe is a Talmud. So Rabbi Nachum Zemba, once said, maybe that's why we add on, by Vizos HaTorah, Rav Soloveitchik also says this, Vizos HaTorah, Asher Sam Moshe Lefnei B'nei Yisrael, that's one pasuk. Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe is a second pasuk. Why do we, halachically, how do you record a half a pasuk? Fine. That's Bederach Tfila. So, but the other issue is, why are we adding that on? So, Rav Nachum Zemba says, V'lo Sator Hashem Moshe Lefnei B'nei Yisrael, that's Torah Shebach Saf. Api Hashem B'yad Moshe, that's Torah Shebach Peh, and that's this Gemara. B'yad Moshe is a Talmud. Right, that's adding on, and that's why we dafka do that, because we want to point out that it's not just about Torah Shebach Saf, but it's a package with Torah Shebach Peh as well. Okay, I'll have to stop here by the next Mishnah, where we get into deep Krisos issues. In terms of Shame Isser and Guf Echad and Shemos and Tamchuyin, right? This Mishnah starts off the next couple of Mishnayos till the end of the Perek that gets into heavy, heavy Krisos issues. Okay, we'll stop here.